You're talking about your mother was very active in the
church. In the Chinese community church, in the Chinese congregational church mission. They called it a mission church.
Mm-hmm.
And she would go, when I was a child, I used to go around with her and we'd go visit the various homes to tell them about coming to church and so on. So we did a lot of visiting.
Uh-huh. Oh, so your mother was pretty capable, other than mm-hmm. taking care of the family, and she
yes,
even
mm-hmm.
helped.
She helped in the church and helped to run the church, and helped Miss Bus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you said Miss Bus. I remember as a child just
uh-huh.
going places and going wherever, whatever Miss Bus said, though, we did.
Oh. Can you talk more about Miss Bus and your mom's activities in the church?
Yes, my mother was, I guess, sort of a lay. When she'd go to visit the different homes and tell them about going to church and about being a Christian and so
yeah.
on. And I guess she was, after my father used to do that too, that's why she took on, after he died, then she would visit all the different families and
uh-huh.
tell them about coming to church on Sunday. And that's where I met a lot of missionaries who had come to Bakersfield, who had been to China and so on.
Uh-huh.
And with mail, the main congregational church would always have people from the Chinese church and come
uh-huh.
to the, that's where we meet the Caucasians mainly. Probably we would go to our Chinese mission church
mm-hmm.
that my mother would take care of, and then they would invite us to go to the main church
mm-hmm.
and some of us would go there and get the children to sing and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught Sunday school for years.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I thought you were bringing us presents.
So when did you start teaching at Sunday school?
Seemed like I was doing it all my life.
Yeah, but when you started?
Whenever you go to Sunday school, you know, and then since my mother was kind of running the church,
uh-huh.
we'd have to go and sweep the floor and so on, and then when the children would come to Sunday school, and whoever, nobody came to teach, well, then I would teach.
Oh, I see. So you will be probably only in high school age then.
Yeah, even when I was in grammar school, I was helping in church because my mother was running the church.
You are the leader. What's your mother's name?
Amoy.
Amoy.
Mm-hmm.
So in English will be?
She didn't have an English name, so it's just the Chinese.
How did people call her?
They called her Mrs. Oh, in Chinese they would call, what did Chinese call her? Oh, they all called Gummo because my father's name is Kim.
I see. And how about the American people call Mrs.?
They call her Mrs. Kim.
Mrs. Kim,
mm-hmm.
I see. What's your father's name?
Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Sing Ng.
Oh, Sing Ng.
Yeah, five.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Sarah, I see. Ng Kim. So, okay, your mom ran the church and with some American missionaries.
Miss Bus.
Miss Bus.
Miss mm-hmm. Bus.
Can you talk about Miss Bus?
Yes, Miss Bus was, as I recall, she was a kind of a blondish lady and very strict about coming to church. And so she would see that all of us, she would, if nobody came to church to, which has happened a lot of times, there would be nobody, but then my mother would be there and I would be there,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Bus.
Yeah.
So either she taught the Sunday school class or I did,
mm-hmm.
or my mother never did, but she got people to come.
Mm-hmm. I see. So who were the people that, or the Chinese children come to the church,
mm-hmm.
or women, or?
Mostly Chinese children. I guess mainly, they always said, well, some of them I'm sure were not Christian, but they felt it was, you know, if it's good, you know, they weren't teaching anything bad, so they would let their children come because it was some place for the children to go on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And they would have, sometimes we would have activities, but mainly just Sunday school classes.
Uh-huh. Where were these children's parents doing? Most of these families were in business or
in
farm?
Business, mainly in business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just regular business. Some had, there were some people had like a dry goods store,
mm-hmm.
and some of them worked in gambling house and so on. I mean, it was considered a very a good occupation.
Uh-huh. What did your mom ever talk about the difficulties of going to the family and tell them about coming to the church?
No, she seemed, sometimes they just thought it was nice to have her come because they just like having a visitor or something,
uh-huh.
but I guess she never seemed, she thought it was interesting that she could go and visit with people. Mainly
uh-huh.
she liked visiting.
Uh-huh.
And then of course she was sort of like a midwife for some of the other ladies, so,
uh-huh.
you know, you're always welcome if you have a useful occupation.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So your mom actually also served as an interpreter because your mom speak English better
mm-hmm.
than some of the women,
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
She would help some of the Chinese women other than inviting them to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So you would go with your mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe what did she talk about mainly when she visited women?
She didn't talk too much about religion, although
mm-hmm.
she would, I mean, that was her reason why she would go, but she wanted them to come to church
mm-hmm.
and say, and then she would, just regular chit-chat, really a housewife chit-chat.
Uh-huh.
Not too much about church,
uh-huh.
except that, you know, that it taught you, she said, going to, the reason says she liked it because she wanted to tell them that it was a good way of living is to be a Christian and so on.
Uh-huh.
Although she knew that some of them were Buddhists and some were not.
Uh-huh.
But they always welcomed her. They never, you know, being Chinese, a small Chinese community, you know, they said, well, you can't come because you belong to that, you know, that, you know, that religion. But so everyone was very cordial and polite to us.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice. How about the men, Chinese men? Feel about your visit? It's just like wife's.
No, they never thought anything of it. They just
mm-hmm.
thought, you know, as long as everybody's doing the housewives' work, why they never thought anything of it.
Well, this family always live right next to the stores, or they live somewhere else?
Yeah, if they had a store, well, then they used to live right in the store, right
mm-hmm.
next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Except sometimes when we had people that came from out of town and started the business, then sometimes they would have people with different customs, but
mm-hmm.
mostly a small community stays together pretty well, I
uh-huh.
think.
I see. Can you remember how many, say, families in Bakersfield at the time?
At Bakersfield at that time?
About, say, when you were in high school, or even back then?
I think there must have been I'm sure there must have been over 50 families. Remember, when we went to Bakersfield, the Historical Society went to Bakersfield,
mm-hmm.
and Mrs.
Mary Ming.
Uh-huh. Well, I remember Mary Ming's parents,
uh-huh.
Not too much, but I do remember her mother and her older sisters and so on. I remember how they lived in one part of Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
That since we lived in a farm, I didn't
uh-huh.
get to Chinatown that much, but. I remember the family,
uh-huh.
but not too well.
Uh-huh. And so how many streets of, you know, Chinatown?
Chinatown had, actually, there were two Chinatown. Each of them had two main streets.
Mm-hmm.
And with just, mostly just residence houses where the Chinese lived. And and then if they had stores, it would be downstairs, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Some of it I don't remember too well,
uh-huh.
since I didn't live in Chinatown. So I don't remember.
Do you remember the street name?
I think they're letters like IJ,
uh-huh.
something that way.
Uh-huh. I see. So it's Chinese would live the same,
same
street.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Were there every business or every store almost have family? It's more family oriented, or you have a lot of men and not?
Well, there were a lot of men because there were not too many families,
mm-hmm.
not too many women, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking back,
wow, it has been quite a long time.
A long time, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I would like to switch back to your school year.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in high school, what did you think about, you know, what you're going to do with this education, and what is the purpose of going to school? Or you have any dream of doing something after school?
Well, I did think, gee, I'd like to go to China. I thought it'd be wonderful to go to China if I could, you know, get away from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But not because I didn't like it, but just the idea, you know, you think things are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I did think I was going to teach English there, but I never did.
Uh-huh, I see. Was that because of your mom's influence, or was it...
No.
You were with your mother and you feel that, yeah, you want to go back there and teach Chinese?
Well, because my major, when it turned out that my major was English, so I thought that was my best suit.
Uh-huh. So did you choose English as a major when you were in high school or when you go to college?
Oh, I guess when I was in high school, I guess. Mm-hmm. I thought I would, and because I thought at that time I was going to be a writer, so
uh-huh.
I thought, well, I have to learn English.
Oh, uh-huh. So you want to be a writer, actually, from the very beginning. So did you think about going to college at that time?
Yeah, a little.
Mm-hmm. What did your mother think about you going,
Well, she thought it would be fine if you could afford it. She said, but I don't have the money, so
mm-hmm.
that's that.
Oh, I see. So you didn't have a chance to go to college.
I did go to college. I did go to UCLA. So.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you talk about the experiences of going from high school and how did you get into college and then...
Well, it's very simple when you're in American school because you just apply to go and
mm-hmm.
decide to go and you go.
Mm-hmm. And that time your family was able to send you to college?
No. So it's just my brother, you see.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was the only one that would be able to, and he was the only one, and so we didn't have the money to do that.
Right.
So I just went on my own.
Oh, really? So when you decided to do it your own, what did your mom say? If you can do it?
Oh, sure. I mean, she said anything you can do is fine, but she said you'll have to do it on your own.
Uh-huh,
so.
Uh-huh. How did you do it? You mean you get the scholarship or?
I worked in restaurants.
Uh-huh.
I worked in fact, that's where I met Tyrus. So I worked in a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And made my living that way.
Oh, so what year did you attend the UCLA?
It must have been the 30s.
Uh-huh. So at that time, I guess Betsy Lou was already left from UCLA.
Oh, did she? I didn't know her then.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
I thought she attended UCLA too.
Oh,
could be. Yeah. Can you talk about why you choose UCLA and
because it was free.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was inexpensive.
Uh-huh.
Comparatively inexpensive. My sister had gone to the old UCLA on LACC campus
uh-huh.
at that
uh-huh.
time. One of my sisters, and she was I think she was an education major,
uh-huh.
and she became a teacher,
uh-huh.
a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, in LA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't know where she taught, though.
And when you went to UCLA, because your sister already, you already have someone went to
mm-hmm.
UCLA, although
mm-hmm.
it's different campus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you apply to UCLA, you get to UCLA. What, can you talk about your college life? UCLA and
for
how
me?
You feel and then
well for me it's different than first because I was working all the time so
mm-hmm.
I never took part in college activities
mm-hmm.
and so that was it
mm-hmm. so you attend classes and
mm-hmm.
then after classes you mm-hmm. rush to work
yeah mm-hmm.
Where did you live in a dorm or
I couldn't afford the dorm. I lived with my sister for a while and then I also had a friend from Bakersfield who was going to come to Los Angeles to work. So
uh-huh.
she stayed with me and my sister,
uh-huh.
and we lived in a little house in Los Angeles.
The friend also Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you two decide to just venture out and come to LA.
No,
to
she
study.
Decided to work.
So how did you find a work?
I don't know where she was working. Worked in a little tea room in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, Chinese food?
No, Caucasian tea room.
Oh.
And I used to go to school at daytime and in the morning, and then chase to work in the afternoon, work all afternoon, come home, go to sleep. Next morning, get up and go to work.
Uh-huh.
And
how many
and go
hours?
To school.
The afternoon and the evening too. You work?
Yes. If we had to. So
uh-huh.
We did.
I see. So were you a little bit scared of coming to LA to attend school? Saying without money, and
no,
you
never,
have to
I never thought
you.
About it. Just
there are chances, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just never thought that I wouldn't go. I just thought I would go, and then because. Here in California, there's a very there's so many opportunities to go to school. So.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, how much money did you make? Make enough money to go to school at the time?
I had to leave one semester because I had to have dental work done
mm-hmm.
and so on. So I sometimes I didn't go to school and sometimes
mm-hmm.
I did,
mm-hmm.
depending on how much money I had.
Uh-huh. Did you go to college right after you graduate from high school, or you stopped for?
Yeah, I that's when I came, yeah, I went to college. No, in fact, I went to another college first. I went to, it's still called Chapman.
Oh, Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Because one of my my nephews went there, and
uh-huh.
so he told me, that's a easy school. So I said, okay, any school is easy.
So you took up English also
mm-hmm, yeah.
at Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then what did you decide to transfer to UCLA?
Well, I got it got easy to get into UCLA, so
mm-hmm.
I applied and got in.
Must be very difficult that you have to go to school and then rush to work, and then actually in the early days, how did you manage the transportation and everything?
In Los Angeles, always buses and so on, so it was really not, it just took time,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't too hard.
Uh-huh. So how did you, as I say, you made enough money. Can you tell how much money you made, how much you get paid for working in the tea house?
Not $2 an hour, and I don't remember, not very much.
Uh-huh.
But enough to keep you going and pay your rent and
uh-huh.
so on.
Did you have to send some money to your mom, to your mother?
No.
Occasionally?
No, my brother took care of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
So you stay in LA since?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, off and on. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, I see. So did you get a chance to finish your college?
Up until the last semester,
mm-hmm.
and I always thought, I should go back and finish that semester, but I never did because I got, tired of other things.
Uh-huh. Or because it was you have to go to school and sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's off and it's sort of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you always work in one place, or you changed?
Mostly one place.
Uh-huh.
And I also worked in I worked in that tea room for a long time. In my time when I was going to UCLA, I worked in this tea room, which was very convenient and very good. And then I worked in this Chinese restaurant where I met Tyrus,
uh-huh.
which at that time was called and it's owned by some friends of ours now. Florence?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I worked in her brother's restaurant.
Oh.
That's where I met Tyrus.
I see. What's the name of the restaurant?
It was called, at that time, called Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den, where was it located?
In Chinatown, used to be
China City.
I think it's Apple Plaza.
Oh, Apple Plaza, the old Chinatown.
I know where it is, but I can't remember the name of the street.
Uh-huh, I see.
But Tyrus did at that time he did a lot of painting in that restaurant
uh-huh.
downstairs.
Uh-huh.
It was a restaurant downstairs below ground,
uh-huh.
below the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's called Dragon's Den. Because
oh.
it's below, and it was very, very nice. And he did some wonderful work in there. And another Japanese friend did a lot of work there.
Mm-hmm.
So I met a lot of people there.
I see. So what was the tea house name? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It's in North Hollywood.
No, it was in Hollywood on Vine Street. And I don't think they're, I mean, it may still be there, it may not. I don't know.
Do you remember how you started at work? How did you get that job?
Well, just somebody just told me there's a job there if you'd like to work there, and so I did.
Oh, that's pretty good. Were there other Chinese working there, or you were the only Chinese?
No, there was several of the girls from San Francisco, Chinese girls, mm-hmm. worked there mm-hmm. also.
What type of job? You sort of coming up or serving?
No, just serving, you know, uh-huh. lunches and things.
Uh-huh. So. Did you find it pretty difficult?
No, it was very easy, in fact. Uh-huh. It's just that you have to do a lot of walking around.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't a very big tea room. It wasn't a very big tea room.
Uh-huh. How many customers can they take it? How big was the place?
I think there were six of us working in there, and it kept pretty busy. I think it was a restaurant for, I guess you could serve about 75 people.
Mm-hmm. At that time, it was like during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel anything, you know, that was affected by the Depression? You know, you're looking for a job, you have a job, and mm-hmm. Did you run into problems that you couldn't find a job?
No, actually, working in that tea room, they needed us, so there was no problem.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering why they hired Chinese rather than other people.
Well, the lady that ran it, she knew them. She knew these Chinese girls from San Francisco, and I guess she liked having Chinese people work for them because she felt they were honest, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I think there were mostly Chinese people when I. All Chinese people, just the Chinese women rather, working as waitresses at that time.
Uh-huh, I see. So, well, you talk about that you went to Chinatown and work, and that's where you met Tyrus. Oh, how nice. At that time, what did Tyrus do besides paint?
I guess he was going to school, and he was out of going to school and
uh-huh.
painting.
Uh-huh.
And he was working there to make a living just as I was.
Oh, did he get many customers? You know, working in the Dragon's Den.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He painted and then sell to people, right?
Mm-hmm. He painted a part of the interior of the restaurant.
Oh, I see. He decorated and
mm-hmm.
painted the interior of the
mm-hmm.
restaurant. He's not, you know, sitting there and
No. Florence's brother ran the restaurant. Florence worked there too.
Uh-huh.
That's where I met Florence.
Oh.
It's been a long time.
It's a regular Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
It's a big restaurant?
Right, not too big. I guess they would have about the same, about 75. I think they could have 50 or 60 people in there, and it would be filled.
Mostly Chinese customers, or
it was mainly for Caucasians.
Oh,
I mean, it was Chinese food, but most of Chinese people would eat there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But it's mainly for Caucasians.
Uh-huh. Why did you decide to go to Chinatown work and left the tea house?
I think because they paid more money, and I needed another job paying a little more money.
Uh-huh. I see. At that time, you work full time, or you still going to school?
I'm still going to school.
Oh.
So it's hard to get a job unless you worked full time. So I just worked part time for them.
Uh-huh. I see. Gee. That's a long haul from Chinatown to UCLA. Yeah. So you must have very little time for, as you say, for the college activities.
No.
Uh-huh.
So when people talk about college life, I don't remember any college life.
Uh-huh. All you remember is going to school.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm. and going to work.
Uh-huh. Going to work, yeah. So can you describe a little bit what you remember, the old Chinatown, over the Union Station part?
I remember how it looks like, but I don't remember much about people there, anything like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. You worked there, you didn't live there, though.
No, I didn't live there.
Uh-huh,
so.
Uh-huh, right.
So my life, far, outside of Chinatown, is different than living in Chinatown, although I knew quite a few people that lived there.
Uh-huh. Where did your sister live?
They lived in Los Angeles. She had a married sister, so she lived with her family. And the other, see, then had another sister that married and went to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't see her very often. And in fact, that's why this my sister's family said this can't be.
But the sister live, who lived in Los Angeles, which area did she live?
Around, at that time, around Pico and Normandy, around that area,
oh,
I guess.
I see. Mm-hmm. So it was really outside of Chinatown.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. And then later you rent that place yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you rent a place?
In that same area.
I
had another sister that married and lived there, and so I paid her for a room,
uh-huh.
And this other friend, we also shared a room,
uh-huh.
In her house.
Uh-huh. I see. So how did you like, and when you go and rent the houses, you know, did you have, you know, you just wanted to be close to your sister?
Well, since she already had the place, I didn't have to worry about getting by. I heard about other people being, you know, not getting a house because they were Chinese or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did your brother-in-law do? It seems like they were able to live in that neighborhood. They probably did pretty well, or?
Well, I guess it's all right. It wasn't a great neighborhood. My older sister also lived in that same general area,
mm-hmm.
So she'd been there a long time. So
uh-huh.
My other sister and her husband rented not too far from them. So
uh-huh.
See, my older sister owned her house. So
uh-huh.
Since she owned her house, they couldn't say you can't rent because she owned the place.
Uh-huh.
And then my other sister rented not too far from her, so I guess from people that she knew.
Uh-huh, I see, yeah. It seems like your sister all came down L.A., most of your sister,
mm-hmm.
and yourself. Was Los Angeles the place that most people from Bakersfield thought about coming?
I guess so, because to make a living, I guess that's where they... I seem the closest big city to Bakersfield, for instance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the more opportunity.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What if people stay in Bakersfield, they would mostly do family business, and what else?
Mostly family business.
Mm-hmm. And your mother stay in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
We had
that farm and then my brother built a house not too far from the farm, and so she stayed there and kept busy
in a community, mm-hmm. church
and helping to raise babies and so on.
Uh-huh, I see. Did your brother get married later?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So she helped a little,
mm-hmm.
with the brothers and sister-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
So her life is very colorful, actually, in terms of communities, serving the community, and mainly it's in the church.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think so.
Uh-huh. I think she must enjoy it very much.
I think she did. I think,
mm-hmm.
I don't think she was looking for, you know, great activity, anything, just to keep her family going.
Uh-huh, I see. So, and you decide to get married 1937.
Yes.
Can you talk about that event when you decide to get married, and at that time Tyra's already graduate?
Oh, yes.
From Altus,
mm-hmm.
and working,
mm-hmm.
and then why you decide to go back to Bakersfield to get married, because your mother
Well, because my mother is there, and my, you know, a lot of our family friends.
Uh-huh.
When you live in a small town, you know everybody.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, it sounds like a very happy event. Can you talk about that?
I liked Bakersfield when I was growing up there, although I didn't like the climate.
Uh-huh.
I said I would never live in a place that's hot.
Uh-huh.
Then I live in Sunland, which is, in summer it gets really hot.
Uh-huh, I see. And you went there, and your mom must be very happy to know that you were getting married. Was that the first family weddings they held in Bakersfield, with a big church wedding, or what?
I don't think so. I don't.
Not in your own family?
I guess so.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So your mom, according to the newspaper clips that you know, they are many guests, hundreds of them. And
well, in a small town, you know, like I say, you know everybody, so everybody has to come to your wedding.
Tyrus just said that the whole church was filled.
Yes.
Yeah, that's neat. And then you have friends from Los Angeles, too.
Some. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, he had some friends, and I had some friends.
Uh-huh. Do you have big banquets afterwards?
No, we didn't. We just had a little dinner after. We didn't go to... I guess, I don't know, my mother never, I guess my brother didn't want to do anything like that. So we just had a little dinner afterwards, just a family dinner.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about sort of a church reception type of thing?
Within the church.
Within the church. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's neat.
Well, I think American people do that, and I know when I help down here at the local church, we have, they have what they call altar guild, and they